This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Republicans are firing back after President Biden warned last night that democracy is at risk, calling out those he described as Trump supporters who are election disruptors. The AP's Tim McGuire.
In a speech Wednesday night, President Biden said democracy is under assault by right-wing Republicans following former President Donald Trump and his lies about the 2020 election and threats against next week's elections.
Trying to succeed where they failed in 2020. To suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself.
Biden adds hundreds of Republican candidates for Congress, state offices, and local offices deny the proven results of the 2020 election and are determined to control the outcome of future elections.
Among Republicans slamming the president's remarks, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who stands to be Speaker of the House if the GOP retakes control of the chamber. He tweeted, "President Biden is trying to divide and deflect at a time when America needs to unite." Did you see it last night? The Astros pitched a no-hitter in the World Series. Michael Luongo was in Philadelphia.
The Astros made baseball history as four pitchers combined for just the second no-hitter in World Series history in a 5-0 Game 4 win over the Phillies. Christian Javier allowed just two walks while striking out nine through the first six innings, and Ryan Pressly recorded the final three outs in the bottom of the ninth.
The World Series is tied now at two games each. Nobody won last night's huge $1.2 billion Powerball jackpot, but that is another chance for you to win on Saturday night, when the jackpot will be about $1.5 billion. Overseas, North Korea test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile as tensions rise in that region. This is AP News. What's it mean for you? The Fed raised its key rate 3/4 of a point. The AP's Ben Thomas with Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who says this.
We are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
It's the fourth straight hike of 75 basis points, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there's still some way to go to fully tame inflation.
And incoming data since our last meeting suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates will be higher than previously expected.
Powell says the time is coming when the Fed might slow the pace, but
there's no sense that inflation is coming down.
And as for those increases,
it's premature to discuss pausing.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
One analyst says anybody borrowing money for a home or a car or a large appliance, for example, will feel the interest rate increase. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.